online engagement for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Or excuse me, and it's not Jason, it's Jarrett. I've got it right here, Jarrett. My apologies. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Appreciate you being here. First of all, we had Doug Pratt from the Michigan Education Association on, and he basically said that the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, as opposed to being a think tank, that you have been lying to the IRS about your status of who you are and what you do. You're a lobbyist, and you should come out of the closet. What's your response to that?
If the MEA is surprised that you know, we're talking with legislators and media people and anyone that wants to talk to us about collective bargaining rights and the pay and benefits of public employers, and you know, I really don't know what they've been paying attention to the last year, because that is obviously a lot of the focus of our work. I'm not really sure how they're defining lobbying, but we talk with any group, anyone that wants to talk with us. I'm talking with you right now, and obviously we're going to, you know, promote the positions that we believe in.
Well, I think he was referring to some emails that were released to the media, in effect, which had one of the leaders of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy trying to, or it could be perceived as trying to, dictate policy.
Well, I mean, we advocate policy positions all the time. I'm not sure that that's lobbying. And again, you know, we'll talk to any legislators on either side of the aisle, and whether by phone or email or whatever. And I don't think it's any secret that, you know, it was kind of silly, I thought, that they talked about, you know, that the Mackinac Center, and they released this quote about us being against collective bargaining for public employees. We've done, you know, they don't need to get private emails to figure that out. They can go read the website I work for, Michigan Capital Confidential, or our website to know that.
Well, let's talk about your article on why forced collective bargaining is bad for government and bad for taxpayers from your perspective.
Yeah, so my article was, it was a list of 10 stories just in the last year that we've done dealing with, you know, forced collective bargaining and some of the abuses this could kind of lead to. And I'll be honest, Tony, it was a difficult article to write, mostly because I had to limit it to 10. But if you go to our website, you can see my article, and we talk about, you know, taxpayers' money in schools being diverted to union business, gym teachers in towns making significantly more than fire chiefs, gym teachers who are making more than nationally recognized science teachers, and just all these things that are the result of the bargaining agents of these local districts and forcing people to be in these unions.
From your perspective, were the cuts that were made by the legislative forces, was that good or bad for the state and for education here in the state?
Well, I mean, I think the bigger issue isn't so much, I think sometimes we make the mistake of saying that money is everything in education. If that was true, the districts who got the most money would be doing the best. I mean, districts like D.C. and Detroit, and if you can go to our website and look at a list of the districts getting the most money, but clearly there are other things that are a lot more important. And one of the most important things in education, I think research will tell you, I think the MEA would say, is getting the best teachers in the classroom. Now, the system you have right now, which is promoted by collective bargaining by the unions, does not pay teachers based on how well they do their job. Everyone else is paid, you know, in the private sector, conceivably is paid based on how well they do their job. You're paid based on how well you do a radio show. I'm paid based on my research and the articles I write. But teachers aren't. They're paid based on longevity and their degree level. So, you know, I think before you're talking about giving more money to the system, you should talk about ways to make the system better.
You know, when we talk about this, it seems like there's a tug of war going here. There's that you're a Republican conservative, that you just want to cut and be in favor of business. And then the Democrats will say that, you know, we need to take care of unions. We need to take care of the poor people, that the business and the conservatives don't care about that. What's your perspective on that?
Well, yeah, sure. And I think that the thing is, political parties are there to get elected. So they have their own bases. They have their own constituencies. we don't get involved in that. I mean, we don't advocate for a partisan political party. If you go to our website right now, you're going to, our number two article is hitting on some Republicans for votes that they took. So we focus on what issues we want to change, and whatever political party wants to take that up and whoever wants to vote for that, we're going to support that.
I'm Jason Skorupis with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and it's Jarrett, J-A-R-R-E-T-T. Thanks, Jarrett. I appreciate your patience.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Time for Rich Hurl and News on 1320 WILS.